This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And now before the break, we were talking with Nancy and we were coming right up to the break and she was going to hang up, but I wanted her to stick around because I wanted to help her with that question she had. So why don't we get in with it and see how we can help you.
Well, this is really going to put you to the test.
Sure.
Last year, I, and I know others, had trouble with animals eating my tomatoes. I lost a lot between rabbits and squirrels and birds, and I know it had to do with the drought. So I had cages built, and they can't get to them anymore. So I also had trouble with a fruit worm, which you told me what it was. I had sent you pictures.
Yep.
I had no idea. And you told me to use the BT, which I did, to start with, and now I'm using Captain Jack.
Perfect.
To prevent this worm. And you told me that it was from a butterfly. When does this butterfly lay its eggs or whatever it does in the season?
So the, excuse me, I believe it's early in the season that they will. You'll see them happening early spring. It's about the same time as, like, the tomato hornworm is producing, too. So they're kind of close to the same time.
And are they laying them on the soil or on the plants or how does that
work? So they're on the leaves.
On the leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, so the plants have to be there, okay.
Yep.
And, okay, here's the test. How big is the butterfly?
Oof. I mean, it's not going to be a huge.
A moth.
Yeah, it's not going to be huge. Maybe. Maybe
right,
like an inch and a half, inch
oh,
and a
really?
Half-ish. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm trying to think. So they're like a tan, a brown color. Do they have like one single dark spot in the each wing?
Mm-hmm.
About an inch to an inch and a half, inch and a quarter.
Okay. My cage is the fencing on it is a half an inch.
Yep.
I might be safe.
You might be. The thing is you know, if they lay the eggs on the inside, then you're almost caging them in. But that being said, take a look at, watch your plants, right, and see if you're seeing any eggs form on the undersides of leaves or things like that. And that's where I think you'll be able to help it. It's keeping an eye out. They'll use, so the moth will emerge in spring and lay its eggs early. So that's where you're going to be looking first. So, you know, that could determine how much you actually have for the insect.
Because my tomato plants really weren't even out there. I stopped them from seed. They were in my house. Then they're I have a cold frame outside, and then I plant them early June, very early. It was a little late this year because I had these things built. But, I mean, I'm going to spray them anyways, and I have been. And, of course, Mother Nature then washes it all off. We've had so much rain. I don't even know if it's helping at all.
Well, so you can use, like, the neem oil or an insecticidal soap once a week, and then, again, after it rains. And just based on the way things have been going with rain, it looks to be, and I don't know if I trust like a 15-day forecast, but it looks like it's going to slow down with the amount of rain we've been getting. The spinosad, which would be the Captain Jack's, can be done every 5 to 7 days once you're starting to see the fruit start to set, which is probably already done for you. You know, the biggest thing is you're just trying to get them to stay away from the inside of the tomatoes. Because once they get in there, it's over. So.
Well, it's you know, it's so much spraying, and I also have blight. And I've been spraying for that. And, sometimes it can be an hour later and it's raining, you know. So
yeah, no,
now I think we're doing better.
No, I think it's going to be better going forward. I mean, just looking, it looks like the, you know, the weather pattern is changing a bit, where we might get some sun and still be enjoyable temperatures. I'm not seeing a lot in the higher temperatures as well, so that's a bonus. Yeah.
Okay, and I'll get that other thing, the tomato and vegetable spray.
Yep, I think that would definitely help you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the information.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we'll see you on Nathan. Who's up next?
Beverly is in Cape Cod.
Beverly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem with the deer come into my hostas. I have a long driveway, and I have about a dozen of hostas, and they have eaten every single leaf off my hostas. So what can I do to keep them away?
Well, so it's going to be hard to do a lot for this season, right? You kind of have to get them early when the plant is starting to emerge. What I always suggest is as the hosta is starting to emerge from the ground, use a product like a Repelzol or some sort of liquid so it sprays on them, because that's when the deer start to eat it. That's when they're saying, all right, there's fresh food here. This is where I'm headed. But what it does is if you do it early enough, you're training the deer not to go near there, because that's what they're doing, is they're looking for the new fresh plants. And when it's young like that, it's easier for them to digest. So that's part of it. So I would use like a Repelzol spray early in the spring.
Can I get that at a hardware store? Where can I get that?
You can get that at like a local garden center, the hardware store. Where on the Cape are you?
In a small town, Mashpee. But it's, I'm close to Hyannis.
Yeah, so Hyannis Country Gardens.
Yeah, we have that in Hyannis, yeah.
Yep, that right there, that you could get it.
Could you spell the name of that product?
It's Repels, so R-E-P-E-L-S, and then there's usually a hyphen in there, and it's all.
Okay.
Okay, and I think using that early helps, because it, like I said, trains the deer to really not go near it. It's got the smell to it. It's got a taste to it that they don't like. But you got to get it early, because sometimes when they're not going to regrow this year. If it gets too hot, they might just stay. And then that could be long-term detrimental to the plants themselves.
So when should I spray this now? What time of the year?
I would do it early in the season. early spring. But if they're affecting you right now, you can still use it. It's just the plants might not completely come back this year.
No, I won't use it this year then. I'll wait till next spring.
Yep. So okay. In the spring, as they start to emerge from the ground, that's the best time to do it.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, that's good to know. Okay, hopefully I can fix this problem.
I think you can. I just
I hope so.
There's a lot of things going on in the world, and this is one where deer have become more prevalent. They come out a little bit more. There weren't as many cars on the road, that type of thing.
Yes. And the strange thing is, I've been living here over 30 years, and they have never done this. This is the very first year I'm seeing this happen.
And I think it has a lot to do with the times we're in right now,
really?
On just seeing, I mean, animals are more out there than they have been in years past, just based on there was nobody on the road, right? So they started to get a little bit more comfortable. They started to get outside a little bit more. So
okay.
I think that has to do with it. But for next season, definitely spray early, and I think you can take care of it.
I certainly will do that. And I thank you very much for your help.
No problem, Beverly, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
We are backed up. Barbie's in Milton, New Hampshire.
Barbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call, Patrick. So, I am a dahlia lover. And I have three rows in the vegetable garden of beautiful dahlias. My dilemma is this. With all of this rain, half of them, the front rows, are doing great. The back half, where it's more wetter in the garden, the plants are starting to wilt. I've had a couple that have kind of rotted off. And I did dig up a dahlia, just a tuber, just to see what the condition of the tuber was in the worst section, and it's still solid. There's no sign of rot on the tuber itself. I'm just trying to make a determination whether or not I should be digging those up, or should I just hold my breath and hope for lots of sunshine in August?
Well, I think it's going to be okay, honestly. I think we're going to get a decent amount of sun in the next month. Just looking at some of the forecasts going forward, it looks like I'm not seeing as much rain. When I was looking at the forecast in most of July, you'd open up the 14-day or the 7-day, and it was like rain, 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 rain every day,
right,
no matter what. I'm looking at the next couple weeks, and I'm really barely seeing any rain to it.
Okay. So the other thing that I usually do is I periodically will water them in with like a super booster, like Jack's Classic,
yep,
just to give those blossoms, you know, as much power as I can. Would you recommend that I do a foliar spray instead? I just hate to add any more water into the garden.
Well, so, you know, I think you're going to stay with that Jack's Classic. The reason why I say that is the best time to be, you know, putting a fertilizer on something that blooms to get them better blooms is when they're blooming. So I don't want you to affect that long term. So I would stick with it that way. That being said, it's not going to hurt it to have some of the foliar spray. What you could do is maybe use like a granular type, like a 10-10-10 granular to try and give something back that way. That might be your best bet.
Great. Well, the spring installing a irrigation system into all of my perennial gardens because of last year's drought, you know, I just thought, oh, I'm never going to do this again. And everybody can spray on paper.
Yeah, it's usually, that's how it goes, right? You do something to help prevent, and then the next year it's like, oh, no, you did too much. But it'll be good long term. I think you know that for everything.
Absolutely.
I would look at really just some sort of all-purpose fertilizer, because you're not just helping the plant, you're going to help the soil around it, and that's a big factor too.
Right.
So,
great. Thank you so much for your advice, and good job.
No problem. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Nathan, who's up next? All right. We got about
Shirley is in Dennis.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Oh, Patrick?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Shirley?
Yes, I can. Last Sunday, you had a person or a lady come on, and she had rabbits eating one of her plants. And it sounds like the plant that I have. I was just wondering, can you tell me or can you see what plant she had? Because the plant that I have that was being attacked by the rabbit the other day, the leaves are sort of look succulent. I don't think it's a succulent plant, but it's like a stepladder from the ground up with these leaves, and they're very thick. And then on the top are little clusters of white or sort of greenish flowers right now.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, do you know the name of that plant?
Yeah, give me a second. We're going to hit a break here. That's the only reason why. And when we get back, I'll give you some more information. All right? So hang tight with me. We will be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A man was charged with murder Friday for allegedly beheading a woman while they were in a car in traffic in suburban Minneapolis. Vince Colonnais, editorial director of the Daily Caller, says this should not have happened.
He apparently tried to set fire to his own apartment last year, and that led to a court hearing this spring where a court doctor recommended that he be taken into custody and held there because he is a threat to the community. The judge released him, and now this is the result.
Millions of people in the U.S. who haven't gotten the COVID-19 vaccine could soon have a new reason to roll up their sleeves, money in their pockets. President Joe Biden is calling on states and local governments to join those that are already handing out dollars for shots. New York, the nation's biggest city, started doling out $100 awards on Friday. This is USA Radio News. Unable to produce the final text of a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill, the Senate wrapped up a rare Saturday session making little visible progress on the legislative package, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed the work would get done. The Senate planned to reconvene Sunday. Senators and staff have been laboring behind the scenes for days to write what is certain to be a massive piece of legislation. An early draft swelled beyond 2,500 pages.
If you are vaccinated, you have 25 times less chance of getting hospitalized or dying.
Dr. Megan Rainey, Brown University emergency physician. Florida reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19, the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic, according to federal health data released Saturday. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Shirley. She was wondering about a certain plant. Now, Shirley, can you just describe that plant again for us?
It goes from the leaves start right at the base, and they're opposite each other. They're sort of like a succulent leaf, but I don't think it's succulent. And it goes up to the about a foot up or a foot and a half up, and on the top are the clusters of little white flowers. Right now they look sort of greenish white.
Okay. So there is a... So it could be a couple things that could be out there. One of them could be a like a euphorbia type. They are like a succulent. They look like a succulent. The leaves start right from the bottom, opposite each other. Then some will get like a yellow flower, some will get a white. So that could be what it was talking about. Being as they're, is the flower itself almost like flat or is it rounded?
No, they're all little tiny, tiny things. I can't really decide. I don't think they're rounded. I just think they're, I can't really tell from the distance.
To me, it sounds like, the euphorbia, just the based on the leaf structure, based on the style. And you describing it as close to, but not a succulent type. That's what makes me think that this is what it is. So if you look up online euphorbia, euphorbia has that same style leaf structure, gets about a foot, foot and a half. Has the can have some lime green, sometimes even yellowy flowers. So that's where I'm thinking it is.
Okay. It doesn't sound like a phlox, right?
It could be a phlox. That could be, but a lot of the phlox are going to either stay low to the ground or they're going to be like what they call a volcano phlox, which is gets taller.
Okay.
Gets like 2 feet tall, maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of, it's a possibility, but Phlox doesn't look as much like a succulent as a euphorbia does on some of them.
Okay. All right.
Already?
I'll look it up. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hopefully you don't have so many ads on your with all the commercials. You lose so much time on your program.
Yeah, there's nothing I can... Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do with that. That's how we know, take care of everything and be able to bring this show to you week after week.
Yeah.
I wish it was easier and we could talk all day, but unfortunately we can't.
Okay, thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Marie is in Manchester.
Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I'd like to know, I have irises, and I don't get any flowers. So last year, I took them, and I thinned them all out and separated them and made a whole row, thinking, oh, good, next year I'll have a whole lot of flowers. I got one flower from that whole batch in this row by our garden, and then the ones by the house that I had separated them, I only got one, or maybe one or two flowers from them. I was like, what happened to all of them?
Now, what type of iris are they? Is it the bearded iris?
It's a grape iris. It's pretty purple.
Okay. Now, you said you split them this past year. And
not this year. Last year I did.
Yeah.
So I thought this year I would get something. I didn't know.
Okay. I'm trying to think here. So you've only had a couple this year?
Right. I thought I'd have a whole lot, like every single one would have a flower, but...
All right, and now they're in full sun?
The one by the garden, they have full sun. The one by the house, they get the sun more towards the afternoon because they're on the west side of the house.
Okay, and the ones that are by the sun, are those the ones that are showing the flowers?
Only a few. They had, like, two in that whole row.
But the other one, would you say the other ones are not?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is irises love full sun. They'll do better to bloom for you. They need well-drained soil. So that's one thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
What I would suggest doing is taking a look at, like, the soil, getting, like, a soil test in the area, because they do want a higher pH. They want to be, like, a higher, like, 6.8, right? For our area in New England is a very acidic soil. So that could be part of it, right?
Gotcha. All right.
So that would be step one to take a look at, because I'd want to see what's in there. And a soil test can tell you the levels of where it's at. I wouldn't want you to just do a simple pH test where you can get, like, the pH meter and find out.
All right.
I'd want you in the area to get some of that soil, send it in to, like, a UMass Extension or even Natural Alternatives. We'll take care of it as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I would want you to see what comes of that.
Okay.
But what usually happens, it should have a decent amount of nitrogen and phosphorus as well. The nutrients there, those will help form the flowers a bit.
Okay.
Next spring, and, you know, I'd like you to do the soil test now if you can.
Yeah,
I can
do that. Mm-hmm.
But the other thing to do is, based on what the recommendation is on there, you can also add, like, a super phosphate in the early spring.
Okay.
Super phosphate will help push new growth, push the flower forming, etc. Okay?
Okay.
That would definitely be something to do. Now, when you dig up some plants, sometimes it will take almost a full season for the plant to just come back to you to the way it was, because it's just, it needs time to rejuvenate. So some of the ones that you moved could take another season or so for it to happen.
Now,
when plants do get overcrowded, they tend to slow down on the flowering, slow down on the growth, etc. You want to make sure the area has, you know, if there's weeds in the area, pull the weeds, get rid of the weeds. But what weeds also mean because usually the pH is more on the acidic level, just based on the fact that weeds don't need perfect conditions to grow, right? So that could be part of it. I'm just trying to think what else we could do to try and make that happen. I really think those are the ones to look at.
So the nitrogen and the phosphorus, super phosphate, that's going to bring that pH down, right? Is that what you're saying?
It's going to bring it up.
Oh, bring it up.
It's going to help bring it up, and that's what we want to do. New England, we're a very acidic soil, so our numbers are most likely going to be in the fives. Low sixes.
And so that's why you want it 6.8. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, 6.8 to 7 would be perfect for an iris. Mm-hmm. It really helps it.
Okay.
The other thing is when you replanted them, the rhizomes, they're close to the surface, right?
Yes.
So that, okay. I wanted to make sure that, because that sometimes can do it as well.
Too low if they're into the ground too much.
Exactly. But I think part of it is the new ones that you've planted need a little bit of time. They could be better next year.
And last year, I'm trying to remember, was very dry.
Very.
So that was hard. So maybe they didn't get established for a while. Because I've got glads that are just coming out this year, flowering all over the place. It's like, oh, my goodness. And they were in from last year.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think the irises are a little bit more temperamental when it comes to their growing conditions than like a glad.
Right.
But I think, I really think doing a few of these things, get the soil tested to see what's going on there will definitely help it.
Okay, I can do that. I'll bring it over and see what they say. Well, I appreciate that. So now I got some things that I can work with because I was like stumped. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Understandable. I mean, it's, you know, you look at it and you never know, is it the weather, what's going on, you know, just with everything. That could have a little bit to do with it. But I think let's look at the soil and see what you can do to help it that way.
That's right. Okay. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Marie. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Who is up next, Nathan?
Jean is in Osterville.
Jean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have hydrangea that really aren't doing that well, and I don't think they're getting enough sun. And I'm wondering if there are, I have the blue hydrangea.
Okay.
They came through pink this year for some reason, and very few, not a lot of growth. So they're still small, and this is my third year. I'm wondering if there's another hydrangea strain that requires less sun.
Well, so usually the blue will require the less sun, less amounts of sun. The white will actually take more sun. Now, the reason why they came out pink for you is the soil plays a factor in that, where it's more alkaline than acidic. And for your hydrangeas to stay blue, you want them to be acidic. So that's part of the reason why they're turning pink on you. So what you can do is adding a soil acidifier to the plants will definitely help that. You can actually buy it. There's a product specifically called Soil Acidifier from Espoma that you can place into the soil, and it's going to help. It's not going to help this year. It's going to help next year's flowers because you want the soil to be very acidic in order to get those blue flowers. Now,
and how often would I put in, and when would I put that acidifier down?
So you would do it in the spring, first thing in the spring. You could even put some down now to help for next spring because it is going to take some time for it to really get in there and get going. So it's definitely something you can do now. And then again, first thing in the spring, it does take some time to really get established into the soil. That's one of them. One of the reasons that you're not seeing the blossoms stay purple or blue, and you're not seeing it as strong. In the spring, once you've done it, you can apply it again in 60 days, in almost every 60 days, to get it into that soil to get it a deeper blue for you.
Okay. And how much would I apply?
So it would depend on how big the plants are. So an established plant, it's usually about 2.5 cups per plant. And what you would do is you would spread that around the drip line. So the drip line is however wide the plant is. On that, as however wide it is, that's considered the drip line. You sprinkle it around evenly all around the plant and then water it in. Okay? And again, you can do that in 60-day intervals, and that's really going to help it. I'd say it might even help some in this year, but most likely you're going to see it all in next year.
Okay, I hear music, so you're going to break, and I have another question.
All right, just hang tight. Yeah, just hang tight with me when we get back. We can help you out with that question. For everybody else, we'll be back in a few here to wrap up the show and answer another question from Gene.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road.
texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Might want to save that for next week because it looks like we're got a few calls on here. And we're going to finish up with Gene. I know we were talking right before the break. So, Gene, you said you had another question. How can we help you?
I'm curious if it's too late to put down step 3. For my lawn, it's pretty burned out, and I'm doing the long watering a couple of times a week, and it's not doing too well. I'm in Austinville, and we have had almost a drought here, not a lot of rain like Boston. So, yep. Any suggestions?
I don't think it's too late. Honestly, I think you'll be able to do some of the fertilization to it, because step 3 sometimes can even be done as like a step 4, because step 4, if you look at it from when you start 6-week intervals, step 4 is usually in like August, end of August. So if you were to put like another step 3 down, so you did like step 1, step 2, step 3, then step 3 again, you'd still be able to put step 4 down for a winterizer just a little bit later. And I find that step 3 and 4, and to be honest, 5, are more important than anything else, because we're getting them ready for the winter. We're getting them into next year and building up all those nutrients in there to get them ready for next season. Now, you don't have like a watering ban down there, do you?
No.
So that's a good thing, yeah, to be able to put this down so you'd still be able to water and help it. If you can, you know, use a fertilizer, it's definitely going to help long term. Because if you were to just let it go and not do anything, then it's going to be already weak for the fall. And then going into winter, you could have some damage for next year, like some you know, winter damage because of the spring. So I see it as only beneficial for you.
Is there a fertilizer I could put down as well that would green up the lawn?
So you could use a product called Milorganite. Right, Milorganite mm-hmm. doesn't burn the lawn. It has some iron in it, which will actually help green up the lawn as well. Okay. If you're in Osterville, you could go over to the Mahoney's there. They should have some Milorganite there to really help you green up that lawn. And again, it's not going to burn it as well. So that might be your best bet, especially if you're concerned with not being able to water as much, et cetera, and not as much rain.
Well, you know, I could water as much, but I heard you mention to water less often but longer. So that's what I've been doing.
Yes, that is true. That is definitely true because watering all the time, you're basically getting your plants to rely on it from you instead mm-hmm. of from Mother Nature here. And so that's why you want to water a little bit longer and less often. It helps train your lawn and your garden to know that, all right, you're not the that it needs to rely on Mother Nature.
And I'd also like to put down some Love Your Soil and Magical. Can I do that along with a step three?
Yeah, no problem. That
okay.
You could put down any time of year. You can put it down three times a year without an issue. So I see no problem with that.
I've already put it down three times, but I'd like to put it down again.
Well, so you could do it a fourth time. Honestly, a lot of it's natural, organic type products in it. So I don't see a problem with it. It's just that it might be more beneficial for you to check out the soil and get like a soil test to see where you're at, to see if maybe instead of doing it as often, you put less down during the season to just kind of keep it as is and keep it going that way.
And where would I have a soil test done?
So you could have it sent away at like a UMass Extension, Natural Alternative. One of our sponsors does them as well. And then they send out what to do with it at the same time. So you don't have to worry about, you know, what it all means. Because it basically comes in and you look at it and say, okay, this is like a gibberish. But it does help. Knowing what's going on under there will help you long term.
Always very helpful.
All right, Jean, you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for this week. We'll be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. Till then, get out there, plant something, be good to each other, and hope we can find that bus stop. We'll be back next week. See you later.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.